they weren't gonna plant it, they'd get him to make them a few gallons of syrup. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear people talk about a stand of molasses?
A stand, it must be a syrup.
What we call it?
We call it syrup pitchers. Uh-huh. Imagine, a syrup pitcher. Uh-huh. You put the, put that syrup in that and put it on the table.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pacing around.
Syrup pitcher. Ask me the syrup.
Uh-huh. You know, when you take the, you run the sugar cane through the mill.
You get the juice.
You get the juice out.
And then cook it.
What do you have left? What do you call that?
Cane skimming?
No, I mean about the, what's left of the cane itself.
Cane damper.
We call them the dampers. Our cane chews are dampers.
Cane?
Chews?
It chews, you know, as it goes to the mill.
It's squeezed out. Uh-huh.
And then,
just like a
the old cook. Saying is, we call it a cane damper.
And it would be cane chews. Some people would call it.
Cane
chews?
Chews.
Chews. Pardon me. It's so aggravating.
Mostly call it damper.
And, you'd have a big pile of them things, and it'd burn.
Would you, do you ever hear people making paper or anything out of it?
Now they do.
They do now.
They make wall filling.
And they make some kind of siding.
Well, that's wall filling.
Siding.
Yeah. And they use it for packing stuff. They run it through there.
But now the people through here don't do that anymore.
They
don't make any syrup, but this year,
them off and let them rot.
These people in Louisiana got smart, you know, and learned how to, at these big sugar refineries, they learned what to use them things for.
Do you ever hear, I think down in Louisiana, what you call the chews, they call it something like bagasse or bagasse. Do you ever hear that?
What is that, Gary?
Okay.
Yeah. You know what she's talking about.
Yeah. But I can't pronounce it like it over there.
If you've heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it, but
it's not common around here, huh?
No, we always call them cane dampers in this neck of the woods.
Say if you had a 2-story house, like you had.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get from up to the attic?
That's stairs. Uh-huh. Stairway.
What about outside, from the porch to the ground?
Steps.
Okay. And say if you, you know, on the fireplace, that part on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Hearth.
What'd you call that?
Call it the hearth.
Chimney corner most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Chimney corner.
What's it called now?
Hearth.
Uh-huh. And the things that you lay the wood across on.
Fire dogs.
Fire dogs.
Uh-huh. That's what you heard them called? Mm-hmm. What about the thing up above that you can set the...
Mantle.
That was the mantle shelf.
Uh-huh.
You put the clock on that.
Uh-huh.
And, the family picture, if you had one, or just anything, it's just
over
a kind of a catch-all. Just uh-huh. to kind of catch anything you
put up there.
Uh-huh. What about the, if you were going to start a fire, tell me about how you do that.
We got our splinters.
Uh-huh.
Our fat splinters.
Uh-huh.
Didn't take long to get one to go in.
Oh,
good
Lord.
Did you ever hear another name for fat splinters?
Lighter.
Uh-huh. What about kindling?
That was it. Kindling. Huh? That was kindling.
Well, what's the difference?
It's all the same thing.
Uh-huh. Is that rich kind of pine, you mean?
Yeah,
rich pine.
What about taking a big piece of wood and setting that